The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Wednesday, hump day, National
Camel Day.
You're so close, Ted. National Snuggle a Chicken Day.
Snuggle Ooh, a chicken?
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, salmonella. I meant to tell you.
Seriously.
Like,
don't do that. One thing not to do is
That's why we save it for today. Save all your love for today. But you know what? Chickens do a whole lot of good. Let's run it down.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10. Positive impact of having chickens. Choking them. Be sure to tip your waiters and waitresses. No. I'll see myself out.
Oh, God. Thank you, BD. Welcome back. Okay, so these are the so these are the positive impacts of having chickens. I'm sure our friend from the morning show, Taryn, can relate to plenty of this. They're self-sufficient.
Are they?
Having chickens allows you to produce your own food source, contributing to a sense of self-reliance.
Well, okay.
It's not that they're self-sufficient, you have your own self-sufficiency.
You become more self-sufficient. They are not particularly self-sufficient.
Especially if you have chickens and a rooster, and then they just continue to make themselves. You have a constant source right there. Yeah.
Well, wait, do you want a rooster?
Yes. You need a rooster.
Will the chicken not lay the egg if there's not a rooster? Because I don't want the rooster to fertilize the egg, right?
You know, don't quote me just because I haven't done this, but I have heard or I have reason to believe that a rooster does help egg production.
I mean, I get it.
You know,
I would get the production of
eggs. There's
the
dude
right.
Like, here, you want mine? You know, that kind of a thing.
Because I'm the only one here.
That's right.
I just hate roosters.
You should.
Yeah.
They're aggressive.
They're always aggressive.
There's a reason.
And they don't need to be. No, there's not a reason. He is the only dude in a sea of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why are you so pissy and territorial? Like, I got all these chickens.
And I'm a human. I'm a human, dude.
Yeah, right. But he thinks that you want his girl. Like, to him, they are the most beautiful things ever.
You got
ever.
Plenty, bro.
I'm not sharing.
If you're walking around with $100,000, don't get mad at me for taking a dollar. I'm just going to go spend this on something. Soil improvement. Their scratching behavior aerates soil, improving its quality.
Oh, okay.
So they help your garden
something
a little
useful.
Bit if they don't.
Oh, so that dog who does that back leg kick thing in your yard and tears it to frickin' shreds, that's okay?
The Brillo pad does that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we caught one video that called it cocky dogging. It's basically them saying, like, I'm here. They're wiping their smell on the ground.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I just dumped you.
Because they got stink all over, you know, in between pads there. And so they wipe it all over the ground. Like, yeah, that was me. I was here.
Your yard smells like Fritos.
I peed on that.
I wonder if dogs see us eating out of porta potties with the little hand sanitizer and we're rubbing it. And they're like, oh, look, he's doing it.
He's got it, man.
He's spreading his scent.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to have this big, massive dog, big-ass Belgian Shepherd, sweet dog. And like anything, it's a male dog, so you'd pee on a tree. I had to pee. So I just peed higher on the tree because I'm taller. I didn't think about it. The devastated, just soul-crushing.
Damn it, man.
I mean, the hurt in my dog's eyes. It was like, oh, my God. Dude, I didn't even do it for that reason. Just like, it's a tree. I did not realize. He really thought I was saying, no.
Sorry, dude.
Did you ever see when a little dog tries to put his leg up real high and it goes too far and they flip over?
Oh, yeah.
Not too much. No. That's great.
Pee all over the place.
Hey, look at you, dumbass.
On the subject of dogs, these are the top 10 positive impacts of having chickens. Weed control. Chickens can help control weeds by scratching the soil as well, especially in the areas with dense vegetation. He's just smoking a bowl with your chicken. Hey, man.
You got a lot of weed, man.
You want some of this?
This bird is tasty.
Yeah, right? I just like the idea that there's a bunch of chickens in the coop just roasting bowls and passing around hot box in the coop.
Sure you want another one, man? That sun's going to be up soon.
What about weed butter chicken?
Ooh, yeah.
Educational value. Keeping chickens can be a great learning experience for children, teaching them about food production and animal care.
And foxes.
And mathematics. Chickens are very good at teaching math.
Yes, they are.
You got to carry the one, son. Go back inside and finish your homework.
You multiply it by the participle.
Hard and simple. I like that. Take a little bit of English, a little bit of math.
Hey. It's, it's algebra, man. We got letters in there.
Well, first you need to find the lowest common denominator.
Mine dangles.
What kind of dumbass do you not?
A squared plus B.
How's your son so good at math?
Oh, the chicken talk.
We just sent him out of the backyard and hung out with chicken. Aced his exam, man.
Right. Jesus.
Then we ate him.
Pet companionship. Chickens can be considered low-maintenance pets that provide entertainment and interaction.
A cat is a low-maintenance pet.
Yeah.
You feed it, and then it literally does nothing else.
And I would go there with you, that if you want a low-maintenance pet, get a cat.
Get a cat. All you got to do is just... Has food been eaten out of the bowl? Because I haven't seen a cat in a month and a half.
You good, Ted?
I don't know. That just sounded a little flippant. You want a low maintenance? Get a cat.
Get a cat. I got a new kitten, though, and he's just a pain in the ass.
Because he's a kitten.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's insane. He's great, though. I love it.
I saw Mike about 2 or 3 days into our break. We're having a lovely meal, eating crabs. And he goes, so we went to a cat, rescue or whatever. And I'm like, so you got a cat?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Not the cat that we went there for. Now this one climbed up on my wife's head. Run out of the gal's apartment. So you know he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
She had two cats there, a mama cat and a little baby cat. The mama cat's name was Chicken. Baby cat was Tender.
Jesus Christ.
Or Tendy, maybe that was his name. I don't know. Anyway, these are the top 10 positive impacts of having chickens. You got sustainability. Raising backyard chickens contributes to the more sustainable food system by reducing a reliance on commercially produced eggs.
All right.
Somebody here, by the way, says, we have chickens. I hate them. Don't need a rooster for hens to lay eggs. Roosters can actually decrease egg production.
Okay.
Due to the rapey nature, it can stress out the flock. They're not good for grass that you want to keep looking nice, and they destroy flower beds and gardens.
Their fecal matter is terrible, too.
Yeah.
Wait on that, Miles. Waste reduction. Chickens can eat kitchen scraps, reducing food waste in your household.
All right. I mean, I guess that's true.
What, do you think they would eat chicken if you toss it out?
I was going to put this down to disposal. Thank God I've got chicken.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, okay. They do because, right.
You win.
Birds are cannibalistic.
Oh, we saw that when we were outside smoking, and a pigeon?
Yeah,
pigeon.
Oh, man. Smacked the...
Slammed into the side of the building, dropped to the ground. The last thing I saw was me looking at it going, I think this bird, and then its eye just closed, right?
Oh.
We come back in, we do a segment of the show. Go back downstairs to smoke. There's this big-ass seagull that has ripped this...
Yes.
I mean, there's blood and guts everywhere. It was kind
of
crazy.
Working at the detail shop at the car auction, I saw a group of Tweety birds all just kind of gathered around the same area. I walked over there. They spread out. There's a skeleton of a little Tweety bird right there.
Oh, damn.
They ate their buddy. You bet.
All right.
They do not leave it to the rest of nature. Nah, that's for you.
Birds got to eat.
That's right. Organic fertilizer there, Miles. Chicken manure is a rich source of nutrients that can be used as a natural fertilizer for your garden. And you're right. It stinks like hell.
Well, until it gets in your water supply, then you are screwed.
Oh, God.
I mean, look at the eastern shore of Maryland. All those areas in there are so heavily polluted because of all the chicken plants and farms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad situation.
Jeez, a whiz. That is a unique smell going by chicken farms.
That's funky, dude.
Aren't most turds good fertilizer? Like, if I take a dump in my rosemary plant, it's going to do better.
It's what helped Matt Damon survive Mars.
You know, it's a good point.
That's right.
Yeah, why aren't we pooping in our plants?
We absolutely should be.
I poop in my neighbor's plants, and then I always comment, you have a beautiful garden. They're like, God, I swear, we don't do anything.
Like, I don't know the science behind it, but I would guarantee that the main reason that we're not using our own stuff is just because it's unsightly for us. We can't wrap our heads around it.
Yeah, right. Talk about tomatoes, or you said in what, West Virginia, where all the sewage runs up. And all these plants that grow, I mean, that are harvested and people eat them.
Right. The only green I saw, because it was summer in Africa, was the green vegetation growing out of all the elephant dung.
Yeah.
So what was just sprouting up?
Yeah.
That was those were the green patches. It was always where the elephant crap was.
Right.
Well, remember, like, what's the zoo?
Woodland Park.
Defiance.
Mm-hmm. They used to give it away every year.
Get the elephant ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, man, we got elephant ass. Come up here and get it.
You bet.
I just did it for sculpture, but some farmers and stuff.
I did it for snowballs.
Do you make it like a big old chia pet? You make the sculpture and then just plant a whole bunch of chia seeds?
I should do that.
It's natural bed there.
I was at a Mariners game once and it was like free mulch night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get them.
Take the poop.
Why else would you go?
They were giving it by big-ass bags, too.
I know.
These things were like Scotch bags.
I'm sure they were.
Was this on the way out?
Yes.
I hope. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay.
Big old pallets right next to the door.
People
on the way
walk
out.
Walk around with them.
Join the Mariners for mulch tonight.
I guess if you knew, but like, right, like, if you're not planning on it, it's like, and then it's free. Yeah,
here's
a couple beers.
Bag.
I'm like, Mike, should we get one? He's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know, but it's free.
Right. We can use it. Right. It's Mariner mulch.
It's Mariner mulch.
Oh, you think it was moose?
It grows a moose.
That would be awesome.
It grows. I mean, it was from a moose, not dead. It grows a moose. Pest control. Chickens actively eat insects like bugs, snails, and grasshoppers, helping to naturally control pests in your garden.
So do a lot of guys on Third Avenue.
They're also there for a reason, too. Right. I mean, that's why spiders are good.
Right. What is the use of other bugs?
Just how they support the ecosystem. As far as pollinating,
feeding chickens,
pollination. I mean, there's a million yeah. things. Yeah.
Eating other bugs, whatever it might
there
be.
There you go.
Right. That's why spiders do the webs.
And then this is the number one positive impact of having chickens. From time to time, we get it because of our friend Taryn.
Bird flu.
Fresh eggs.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
too.
One of the primary reasons people keep chickens to access a constant supply of fresh.
Wait, nutritious
eggs.
She's hooked you up with fresh eggs.
One time.
Okay, I should say I've never had that offer.
I think one time she came in and she was like, "I've got eggs," and I was like, "I will take eggs." That was it. That was the only time.
Actually, she gives out eggs to everybody except you, boss.
I know.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically.
You know
how evil she is.
It's unbelievable.
He never shares his weed.
All I've ever wanted to do was leave my eggs on the counter. No refrigeration, just eggs, man.
Just leave
eggs. That's all I want.
That's been my dream.
Yeah.
It was a big old bowl of eggs.
I'm going to leave my butter out tonight instead.
It really messes with the aesthetic of my kitchen.
Just wanted counter dairy, man.
Counter eggs.
I leave my milk out.
If it's dairy, I'll leave it out.
Oh. Every time.
That there's the block of cheese on the counter.
Get yourself a bite.
Is that blue cheese? Cheddar.
Oh. Cheddar.
Having some coffee, grab the heavy whipping cream right there.
Sharp cheddar.
Oh. Counter eggs.